This is a Pinball News production.
Basically, what you're going to do is you're working teams of up to three. So one, two, two, or whatever. And we'll go through a round of questions. You answer. Cameron, you might have heard him on the podcast before. He's a neighbor of mine and runs the league now in Albuquerque and whatnot. So good guy. But he's going to score it at the end. While he's scoring, we can answer questions or something.
Yeah,
we'll goof off. We've spent a couple hours with everybody here, I think, for the most part, except that guy. So,
Cameron's also a champion tournament pinball player.
Yeah, Cameron and Jeff got randomly paired in the team tournament yesterday, and they won somehow. So that's
cool. Yeah, somehow.
All right, let me hand this stuff out. These are like your little answer keys, and I got pencils for you. I had a feeling this year we were going to try this and see how it worked, and then next year would be
the one that doesn't
the one,
suck.
The effective one. Yeah, the less
yeah.
So if you can pass these around, pencil, just take one sheet per team. Martin's going to dominate, I think.
One sheet per team?
One sheet per team.
Are you guys recording this?
No, we're not. This is, it's live. Is everybody familiar with like Geeks Who Drink or Bar Trivia?
Yeah.
They're themed rounds of five questions each. And then we'll do some little bonus audio round at the end. Oh, yeah. Let's make sure this works okay.
Yeah. We got to do a little sound test.
We're going to do a sound check. We got in here a little late.
Just going to be pure feedback.
Huh?
It'll be feedback.
We're going to have feedback? Okay. That's enough. I think you guys can get it.
That's one of our
That's not
intro
one of
songs.
Questions. Oh. That was an intro song.
Okay.
So Jeff didn't put a line on there for team name, but he did make those grids. So write your team name or your name on the side.
It's a lot of effort.
And if you listened to our last podcast, you know there's a word you could write on there to get a bonus point. So don't forget to write that word on there for one bonus point. The top three teams will win a prize bag.
It's good stuff, too.
Who do I want as a team?
Yeah, team.
You guys decide
you can
own.
Pair up. Or
you guys can be a team. He can be a team.
Up to
that
three.
Guy, that guy's his
That's
own team.
Too. Less prize splitting if you're on team.
Okay. Cameron has been fed some of the answers. So.
Yeah, pair up with him.
You guys ready to start? See how this goes?
Yes.
All right. So, first round. Jeff hasn't seen. Or have you looked, right?
No.
Should I get closer to the mic? This is how I do the podcast. That's why you can't hear it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Just keep it out of your mouth. You'll be fine. So, yeah, I don't know.
No cell phones, by the way. All right. No shouting out the answers either. All right. Rocky Mountain Pinball Showdown history. Question number one. What year was the Pinball Showdown established? You can guess. If you guess wrong, you'll get it wrong. But...
Do you want me to say?
You were doing like a running commentary?
No, I don't. No. Okay. I'm just wondering if you want me to say.
No, it's fine.
Okay, I didn't want to say. So.
Okay, question two. What production pin was announced at Rocky Mountain Pinball Showdown in 2015? There was a big announcement last year. If you want to put the, what is it, acronym? That's fine.
Yeah, I'd be able to figure that out.
If the acronym's wrong, you get the answer wrong. I hope Cameron knows it. I don't know if I put the acronym
Some
on
of you guys were here. I remember being...
Yeah, it was in this room. Question number three. And if I go too fast, just tell me to stop. But question number three, for up to 7 points. Over the years, the annual show banners have featured art from which real-life pinball machines? We'll let this one simmer a little longer. The art that's been used on the, whatever, 2011
t-shirts,
T-shirt.
Banners.
Anybody wearing a badge has a, you can cheat a little bit.
You get
1 point for each one you get, so this is up to 7.
You can get up to 7. Take a minute. You can.
No.
Just put it on the same line. Is the line too short?
All
right, James
not.
Gets 1 point. Anybody else that can fit more than one on a line?
You can abbreviate if you want to put.
That we'll make longer lines. We'll make that a note for next year. Or
yeah.
Less answers.
If I had looked at the questions, I would have known longer lines for that one.
I was begging Jeff for weeks.
You can use the back of it if you want it for extra space.
Okay. This is an exciting one.
Yeah.
Exciting podcast action. Should we talk about what's wrong with you for a while?
Yeah, I've had a migraine all morning. That's been fun.
We need to lay hands on Jeff. Get him past this.
I'm okay now. Okay. Just a headache now.
Yeah.
Don took me to lunch and coddled me for a couple hours. And I'm okay.
We're probably going to pass out soon.
I know.
We both had giant burgers and milkshakes. Shakes. Yeah. Two straws.
What was that place? Crave?
Crave Burgers, yeah. Oh. We went to Crave Burger. I don't have a car, so
I told him, hey, Sid, we can go, but make sure you invite Cameron, and he didn't do that. That's what, yeah.
There we go. All right, let's move on. What is the entry fee to join the kids tournament for players age 12 and under?
It's the one that Jim tried to enter, and they turned him away.
Next year, Jim. What is the entry fee to join the kids tournament for players age 12 and under?
I don't know that I would.
All right, and number five. Who is the current governor of Colorado? Oh? Martin, did you get that one?
No, there was a governor.
I don't know if he's like a good one or bad. I don't know.
Or is it a woman?
Oh, I gave away a spoiler, I guess. Okay, round number two. Everybody ready? Worst games ever. If you listen to the show, you know there's a couple games that are our whipping boys that we hate. So this is question six, I think. In what year did the first episode of South Park debut on Comedy Central? It should be six, right?
Six,
yeah. This whole round is on worst games. The next five questions are on the worst games ever.
Oh, yeah.
Theme of the round. Longer. I'm writing clarify on here. So next year we'll clarify.
It's good themes or bad themes.
Yeah. In what year did the first episode of South Park debut on Comedy Central? If you listen to our show, you know Jeff and I both hate the South Park pin.
Yep.
But it's a good earner if you listen to the other podcast.
Yeah, if I was an operator, I'd have multiple.
Sure. Okay, so we're looking for the year on that one. Question number eight. What? No, seven. Sorry, I have a letter. Mine are lettered. Yours are numbered. Early production games of South Park included what item that operators could install to alter the play field? Early production games of South Park included what item that operators could install to alter the play field? Yes. It's an optional item. Is that a good one?
I think I know what it is.
Okay. We'll wait until the end.
It's not the first game to do that.
It is. Oh, there's a little hint. It is not the first game. Okay. Question number eight. On the Fishtails cabinet art, what item is the shark holding?
It's your fun hostage.
Not an extra thumb.
That's the...
The fisherman's holding an extra thumb. Good, yeah. This one's for Jeff. What game is the Stern title NFL based on? This is Jeff's favorite game, NFL.
The game that it's based on is actually okay.
Yeah.
But NFL itself.
It's a re-theme.
Yeah. Yeah, the answer's not NFL on that, because we know that NFL is based on NFL. But.
What other game has the same layout and parts and whatnot?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, this is a little tougher, possibly. Question number 10. With what type of currency are the characters in the game Jokers using to gamble with?
Yeah.
It's on the playfield and the back glass. What is the currency they're using?
There's a Jokers here.
There is.
It was turned off when I saw it. But...
Got to think about the theme a little bit.
Oh, you turned it off.
If you don't know a question, you're skipping it to think about it. Put a little dash next to it to know to go back to it or skip that line. 11's coming up.
Yep. It's going to be a new theme.
New theme. That's right. Jeff can do basic math. All right. Round number three is based on Maverick. A game everybody thinks we hate. We don't hate Maverick.
No,
it
we
just
don't hate
became
Maverick.
A thing that people We didn't even start talking about it. Other people started talking about it, so then we made it a joke to always talk about Maverick.
And for about 45 episodes in a row, we mentioned it at least once.
Yeah. Now we do it most episodes, but yeah. It's not a thing anymore. But yeah. Our logo.
That and the Sega Genesis
nobody
game.
Here is wearing a Pinball Podcast shirt. Hey, I got a Pinball Podcast shirt.
Yeah, the logo's a Stealth Nod 2.
This is the Maverick logo. This is the...
The Lauren Bell.
And then the... Yeah, the paddle wheel from the Lauren Bell. Yes.
That stupid thing.
Yeah. We'll be selling those $10 after the show. $10. Okay, question number 11. Only two of the top 12 highest grossing films of 1994 were made into pinball machines. Maverick and 1994. I'll give you a kind of a hint. Forrest Gump, I think, was the best picture that year. To give your brain an idea of the films coming around then. Only two of the top 12 are made into pins. And Maverick, you don't think of being a banner.
Had Mel Gibson, Jodie Foster.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that movie quite a bit. Still have 1994. I think True Lies is another one in there. In that top 12.
Oh, I know the answer now.
Okay.
You tripped it.
It's okay. I'll give a couple of hints. If going too fast, you can raise your hand, too. Rain Man. Rain Man came out in 88 or so.
Okay. It'd be an awesome pin, though.
It would be an interesting pin. Do a Firepower 2 retheme.
Yeah.
Or Hollywood Heat. Rain Man, Heat. Okay. In the original TV show, there were four B-named members of the Maverick family. Besides Brett, name one. No, not the actor, the name of the character. Think of men's names to start with B.
There's not a lot.
James Gardner got tired of doing the show after 2 years, so his cousin came on, then his brother came on, then his other brother came on. They all had names that started with B. Now, this sounds like a dumb question, and my wife said I shouldn't have it in here, but my mom knew it.
He never listens to his wife.
I didn't know what the clientele was going to be like. If you guys are just coming in, you want to grab some points. I don't know where the pencils ended up. You're welcome to grab a score sheet and pencils. We're doing a little trivia game. We're on question 14. If you like knock it out of the park with the next 10 questions, you might still win something. And we have bonus rounds. If you suck at these questions, you might win something else.
I suck at these questions. So.
This is probably our hardest round. The next round's super easy, though.
Oh, now they're going to feel bad if they don't do well next round.
No, they'll be fine. Okay. Question number 14. Maverick was nominated for one Academy Award. In what category was it nominated?
No one's getting that.
You never know. See, James knows, maybe. Okay.
He thinks he knows.
I dropped the health question round. That was too tough. Just got too much going on.
Lupus. Yeah. I did.
I looked up...
it was a bleeder.
Lawn equipment accidents.
I haven't had that one.
There's 107,000 a year.
Count trimming the hedges.
Yeah, the hedge trimmer accident. Okay, Maverick was nominated for one Academy Award. In which category was it nominated? All right, this is an interesting one. This is the last question about Maverick. Richard Donner directed the film. Famously, he did Superman 2 and Superman 1, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody knows? Okay. Don't mention his other movies, Ryan. Slow down. Okay. Oh, half of it. Oddly enough, this was his third directing project in a row that resulted in a pinball machine. Name one of the first two projects that were also made into pins. So the director, Richard Donner, his three projects in a row all became pinball machines. I was shocked when I looked it up.
So they were before Maverick.
Maverick is the third, yes.
So earlier than 1994.
Well.
The two previous films before that, yeah. You get one of the two.
Two previous projects before that, Jeff.
Projects.
Yes. Joints? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a Richard Donner joint.
Wasn't directed in Colorado.
Dick Donner joint. All right. You guys ready to move on? We're getting near the end. Everybody looks super bored. This is awesome. It's 4:19. We're doing
it's all right.
Okay. This is the potpourri round, right?
Yeah.
Nobody watches Jeopardy. This is 16. I don't know. Everybody else on 16?
Next year I'll hold the...
You're on 15? Okay, well, I've got 16. Did I miss any? I don't think I missed any.
15 was the question about Richard Donner.
Yeah.
Next year I'll hold up cards, like the ring cards.
Cameron's a doctor, literally, so he can figure out if you meant one for the other.
Yeah, he'll get it.
You put Superman 3 for number 15 or 14. Okay. What 1950s Gottlieb EM, electromechanical, was cannibalized to create the Whiz Bang and eventually Stern title, Whoa Nelly, Big Juicy Melons? Oh, I just played that last week. They took it apart. They changed a couple things. They used the same game to make the first three or four prototypes. The same EM. We're looking for the name of that EM. Four.
One of those was here at this way back when they were at the state fair.
Straight up Whiz Bang back then. What 1950s Gottlieb EM was cannibalized to create the Whiz Bang and eventually Stern title, Whoa Nelly, Big Juicy Melons. All right, 17. The New York State Pro... What? My wife wrote this one. The New York State Prohibition against pinball was lifted in 1976 after this pinball saint demonstrated that pinball was a game of skill, not luck. Gary Stern, that's right.
Rick Stetta.
That'd make for a better drunk history episode if it was Rick Stetta. Yeah. So what? The New York State prohibition against pinball was lifted in 1976 after this pinball saint demonstrated that pinball was a game of skill, not luck. I think my wife wrote the rest of this round. Okay.
The best round was written not by Don.
I was proud of that Maverick round. All right. This cousin of pinball involves shooting small balls repeatedly across a vertical play field and is very popular as a gambling device in Japan.
Crossfire.
This cousin of pinball involves shooting small balls repeatedly across a vertical play field and is very popular as a gambling device in Japan. Two more questions.
Hang in there.
That dude looks pretty bored. I hope he wins something. All right. Companies such as Stern, Williams, and Gottlieb were the kings of pinball manufacturing in the hobby's heyday. Due to the ongoing pinball renaissance in the last 5 to 8 years, several new companies have been announced. For 1 point each, name up to four new pinball companies that have successfully manufactured, designed, sold, and released pinball machines.
Yeah, Skip B is just not one.
Designed, sold, and released. I said name up to four.
Up to four.
I don't remember who made New Canasta.
I do. But were they brand new?
I don't know if they're new. Yeah. We'll give that one a minute to write. And we already mentioned Stern, so don't say that one. Pinball effects does not count either.
Physical pinball machines, yeah.
Good job, honey. That's a wordy question. Okay, last question. I know there's more blanks. Cameron will figure it out. Last question. Name a DMD game that has no pop bumpers. We thought of at least five. Name one of them.
They're not obscure either.
No.
He told you.
And that's it for the written. Oh, wait. Yeah, the written round. That's it for the written round. Okay? How are you? Okay, 21? Yeah, you should be on 21. You should be on 20, actually.
That one was 20.
You should be on 20. We have an audio round, but the more I thought about it, especially on the drive up here, I was like, I don't know how this is going to work with a crowd of people. Because, like, I have audio samples that get easier and easier, but then do I keep, like, oh, he got it on the first one, he got it on the third one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So what we're going to do is you're gonna call him out if you know him for the audio round. But first, everybody's done writing? Pencils down. Okay, Cameron, do you mind collecting them? You can keep the pencils if you want. They are Duke City Pinball pencils, purchased by Mrs. Measlemods. You can you got a whole bag, dude. Just stop, Cameron. Okay. You guys cool for an audio round? Anybody sleeping? It won't hurt our feelings if you leave. There's lots of good pinball out there.
Is it shouted out or raise your hand?
You want to raise your hand? I don't know.
If you're sure.
All right, raise your hand if you think you know it. I'm not going to play the whole clip. Each one's like 2 minutes. I'm going to play like 20-second clips. Geez. Answer key? I know the answers, and they're going to tell me the answer. Oh, you need the answer key for this. You have a doctorate, man. You're supposed to know these things. Here's the answers. Here's one with the questions and the answers in case, like James, you missed a slot or something. Or like me. Maybe I put the letter F instead of E. Don't letter stuff. Hang on. Don't letter stuff next year.
How about just don't next
don't,
year?
Don't tell Dan yes next year.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Here's clue number one. I'm going to start with a pretty easy pin. So
feel bad if you don't get it. Yeah.
I saw Lee first. Pinbot is correct.
You get.
Correct. You get. Where's the stuff? Oh. You get a Tilt Hammer pin.
Woo!
We had a couple pins from Tilt Hammer. I guess I could have put the prizes out. That would have got you guys more excited. We have like a first, second, and third place prize bag. And Double Danger donated these cool bags. Prizes. There's a gift card in here for Double Danger. There's a gift card in here for Tilt Hammer.
Tilt Hammer.
There's a couple t-shirts. There's vouchers for t-shirts, so you can get your whatever size you want. There is a pinball compendium book in here, brand new, which is an awesome book. So the prizes are decent. All right, so Pinbot, Lee got. Lee, you cannot win again. So says I. All right, here's the second one.
Changing the rules.
James. No. Ryan. No. All right, that was about 20 seconds, so we'll do... Clue number two. Don't yell out. Raise your hand. Jeff wants to say it. What's the full name? There you go. Yeah. Bugs Bunny's Birthday Bash. I'll play.
That could have been in a bad game.
This one's pretty good.
That could have gone in the back.
And this one. What's up, Doc? That's a pretty good giveaway. All right, Ryan. Where'd I put it? Organize stuff. Or have like, we need like a prize.
Gentlemen. Be organized.
There you go. Tilt Hammer button for Ryan. All right, number three. There's five total, so stay awake for a little bit longer. Oh, I guess I should. Can't win. Jokers, that's right. Jokers is right.
It's fast. Oh. Way to go, Don.
So you can pick. We got these tin signs. That'll fit good in your luggage, right? All right, it is Jokers. Let me unlock my phone here. Maybe I can go like that. Here's the same game.
Let the game begin.
All right, so this next one might be a little tougher. Everybody ready?
Get a job.
Nope. What? Taxi? No. All right, let's go to clue number two. Got it.
Ooh.
You got it. That guy, you won a Pac-Man sign.
By the way, use code millionaire on niftyled.com for a discount, right?
That is true. Nifty actually gave us a code after years and years of doing this podcast. Use code millionaire for, what, 3% off or something?
It's like 10% or something. I don't know.
It's between 5 and 10%. The code word?
The secret word that for that bonus point.
If you listened to the last episode and wrote the word rosebud on your sheet, you get an extra point. I don't think Cameron listened to it. If there were Rosebud on there, they get an extra point.
Yeah, if you see Rosebud.
It's okay. Okay. Oh, and Millionaire has one of my favorite soundtracks, and this is my favorite Millionaire song. It takes a minute to get going. It takes longer than I thought. A lot longer. Yeah, pretty good, right? Underrated soundtrack. Okay. Okay, ready for the next one?
Is this the last one?
This is the last one with multiple ones, and there's a really hard one. If somebody gets it, I'll give them a t-shirt. Okay. It doesn't fit them because we only have double XL. Okay. Unless they wear double XL. Okay, ready? This is probably an easy one. That guy. What? Nope. A little easier.
Oh, jackpot!
Jack, did you just win on that?
No, he didn't. No, okay. Ryan won the other one.
It is not Taxi. Sorry. It's not Taxi anyway. Sorry. I just wanted you to win. Okay. Did he just tell you?
No.
Okay. Last clue. Wow.
It's Sunny Drive time.
Go first. What? No. Earthshaker, you got it.
That was a very close guess.
You got it. What size shirt do you wear? 2XL or a large? What is this? Is this a 2XL? We neglected to order shirts, obviously. Oh, you wear a small? All right. There you go. Yeah. And to win probably the best prize here, both a Maverick and a South Park Flyer.
Are they signed by?
No one.
No one. Okay.
No one. You can ask John Trudeau if he wants to sign it. Or Billy Mitchell. All right, last one. I only have about one hint, and it's short. No. No more guesses?
Chrono Trigger.
Nothing?
Gilligan's Island?
No. There's been a theme to all these games. They're all made by the same company.
Williams?
Yeah. That's a broad
yeah, I was going to say. They made a few games.
All right. Everybody gives up? Grand Lizard. Yeah. I guess nobody gets one of these sweet South Park ones. Oh, actually, man. Here's a bonus question. Jeff is a professional male model. What campaign did he model for?
No smoking.
Lee wins, yes. Jeff modeled for a no smoking campaign in high school.
It was after high school, but it was very close to it.
He was one of the top male models in all the Balkan countries combined. Yes. All right, and if you want a flyer, sorry, Lee, we have a bunch of them, so. Anybody want South Park or Maverick Flyer? I got like 20 of them. Yeah.
Last year, we asked Dennis Nordman to sign him, and he was really confused by why we're having him sign a Maverick Flyer.
Rick Ferris was straight up upset with it.
He didn't quite get the humor in.
No. But we do have one. Did anybody get a crappy prize? Hey, that guy. If you want a, if you'd rather have a Rocky Mountain shirt than a Pinball Podcast shirt.
Oh, that's fine.
Now we look like.
Good job, Don.
Like, yeah. What do you want to do with this?
And
we'll, if there's a tie, maybe we'll be screwed with the tie.
Yeah. Right,
we'll just wait. Hold off. How close are you, Cameron? Pretty far?
I got two more sheets.
Okay.
Okay.
We could do a Q&A. Are those
can we ask
self-indulgent?
Them questions?
Yeah.
What's your favorite game on the floor?
Hobbit.
Okay.
Okay, wrong answer.
Yeah. Keep that.
Jeff, hey, I got an exciting topic that... I'm excited to hear about. We might have a fight right here.
Uh-oh.
Are you still in on Ghostbusters LE after playing the premium?
Yeah, of course.
So the extra $500 or what is it, the Grand? I don't know. Okay. Pro versus premium. You're still okay?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people have been having this conversation.
Yeah, I think it's better than the Pro, even with the limp slings.
Okay.
But when they're lit, they do cool stuff. I wish they were just lit all the time. Like, if the inserts in front of the slings are lit, that's when it starts doing like the weird double pulses and
so
circles.
How do you light them? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. So I was playing with the Double Danger guys. The left flipper was lit. The right flipper was not lit. It hit the left, slingshot. It hit the left slingshot and grabbed it and threw it down the center.
Ooh, that's cool.
The game is, I don't like the game penalizing the player for playing the game.
You're not supposed to ever hit slingshots.
Really?
No. When do you ever want to hit the slingshot?
They got Newton balls in there. You got a plastic Slammer.
Just don't hit the slingshots, Don.
You hit those.
Easy.
Use a round ball to hit a round ball directly.
I'm still more afraid of Iron Man slingshots than I am Ghostbusters.
Okay. Could we read the answers before he tells who the winners are? I don't see why not, right?
Yeah, we can go through them. And we can watch everyone slap their head and like, oh.
All right, you guys ready to hear the answers? Okay.
This is A/1.
What year was Rocky Mountain Pinball Showdown established? 2004.
Ooh.
2004. What production pin was announced at Rocky Mountain Pinball Showdown in 2015? Rob Zombie Spook Show International. For up to 7 points. Over the years, the annual show banners have featured art from which real-life pinball machines? Right here you can see Stargazer logo. The others are Lucky 7, 9 Ball, Bride of Pinbot, Strikes and Spares, Queen of Hearts, and Fireball.
Queen of Hearts is the one I didn't know.
Queen of Hearts. The entry fee to join the kids' tournament is free.
Trick
got this. So if you got kids, get them in the tournament. They got nothing to lose, and they can win a cool trophy. You won a trophy, right? I saw you walk in here with one. Did you steal it? Where? Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah. So how cool is that, right? I didn't have trophies when I was 12 and under.
Not even participation trophies?
It's okay, Jeff. Okay. You won a trophy.
I'm just saying you didn't win one.
No. The current governor, we didn't have that in the 80s. Participation.
You didn't play soccer?
No. Real Salt Lake City? No.
It's Real.
Real. The current governor of Colorado, John Hickenlooper. Is he cool? Or? Yeah? Okay. Hey, sounds pretty cool. Sounds all right. Way better than... our governor in New Mexico is drunk all the time. Anybody see that video where she's drunk ordering pizzas? It happened. I'm serious. Like 6 months ago, she was trash talking about throwing bricks off a balcony in a hotel. That's our governor. Okay. And what year did the first episode of South Park debut on Comedy Central?
97.
97, yeah. 1997, yep. Senior in high school. I remember that one. Early production games of South Park included what item that operators could install to alter the play field? Included in the game was a large decal in the design of an arrow that the operator could use to cover up playfield artwork that might be deemed objectionable. It's a big, arrow with Mr. Hankey on it, a giant turd wearing a hat. So you could put just an arrow over him. And Jeff was alluding to the modesty patch for Elvira and the Party Monsters.
It covers up her cleavage.
Yeah. Stern, Playboy...
Whole different set of inserts.
Yeah. Had a very adult and then mostly adult.
Yeah.
There's probably others.
It had Playboy before this year. And then this year, they don't do nudity in Playboy anymore.
Nope. I saw it at Barnes & Noble the other day. And Whirlwind had the Cubs logo on the hat, and they put a Williams sticker over him on the Translate. A lot of people are like, oh, I got the Cubs Translate. Like everyone does if they peel the sticker off. Okay. On the Fishtails cabinet art, what item is the shark holding?
I know.
What is it?
It's a baseball bat, right?
Baseball bat, yeah. Shark's going to beat up the fisherman. I was going to say how many animals are on the back glass. Anybody know? Or what animals are on the, not back glass, the cabinet art. Yeah.
No.
Anybody know? Huh? There, I think there's five. You got a dog, pelican, fish. Shark.
Man.
What's more animal than man? What game is based on the Stern title? Excuse me. What game is the Stern title NFL based on? Striker Extreme. Same thing. For some reason, there's a goal in NFL and a goalie. That's cool. What type of currency are the characters in the game Jokers using to gamble with? People.
Yeah.
Lilliputians. Yes, tiny people. There's a big stack of tiny people on the back glass. Maverick round. Only two of the top 12 highest grossing films in 94 made into pinball machines. Maverick and... Nobody got it. Nope. Flintstones. Flintstones. I looked at the... I looked through the list, and it's like, I don't even know if I even found another pin. I'm sure there was, but I got pretty far down. I didn't want to say which of the top 89 films or...
That's one of those things like Johnny Mnemonic where the pin's way better than the movie, I would say.
Pin's okay, yeah.
Better than the movie. Yeah.
Maverick was the first game... Oh, that's the question I missed. I missed a question. All right, bonus question.
Yeah, let's make fun of
James is right. I missed a question. Oh, man. All right, well, here's a bonus answer. This is a pretty easy one, too. Maverick was the first game to feature a 192 by 64 dot matrix display, and only one of four to have that display. Name one of the other three games with that display. Yeah, Baywatch, Frankenstein, and Batman Forever. I'm sorry. It's been a long week. In the original TV show, there were four B-named members of the Maverick family. Besides Brett, name one.
I'm going to guess. Bart.
Somebody said Bart. Bart, Bo, and Brent.
Brent.
There's a Brett and a Brent. Brett and Brent. Yeah. My mom knew it, so screw you guys. Maverick was nominated for one Academy Award. In what category was it nominated? No. Costume designer April Ferry was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Costume Design. Yeah, no, just the one. Richard Donner directed the film. Oddly enough, this was his third directing project in a row that resulted in a pinball machine named one of the first two projects he directed that were also made into pins. Lethal Weapon 3 and Tales from the Crypt. He directed three episodes of Tales from the Crypt. Between Lethal Weapon and Maverick.
I wonder if anyone out there has a Donner row.
I mean, it was before. That'd be pretty random. Well, if anybody collects
Data
East.
My Lawler Wing and the Donner row.
Yeah, Data East. Yeah. All right, what 1950s Gottlieb EM was cannibalized to create Bodinelli Big Juicy Melons? Continental Cafe, that is correct. I had never heard of it either until they made the game. All right, who's the pinball saint that beat the New York State prohibition on pinball, proving that it was a game of skill, not luck? Roger Sharp. Yes. Were there any wrong answers on that? Well, we don't want to call people out.
No.
Spelling? Nah. Well, ask Cameron. I don't know. Did you ding him for spelling? Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, like this next one. The cousin of pinball involves shooting small balls repeatedly across a vertical play field and is very popular as a gambling device in Japan. Pachinko. Everybody whispers it together.
And then you trade in your balls that you get for a box of soap. You walk two doors down and trade in the box of soap for like $500. So it's not gambling. It's prize redemption.
Yep. That is
that's
true.
How they skirt the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of extra inventory. Okay, companies such as Stern, Williams, and Gottlieb were the kings of the pinball manufacturing in the hobby's heyday. Oh, my wife just, man, I thought
okay,
I was
what were the four companies that successfully
what games came out recently?
Spooky Pinball?
Jersey Jack.
Highway.
Dutch kind of shipped. Whizbang is a good answer.
Day One
is the other one. They did Gorgasm Master. Nemo? The Captain Nemo pin?
Well, we can give it to them if they have it.
Yeah, sure. They put it, sure. Nobody had it. Okay.
If you have Skip B or...
I said name up to four. We named more than four.
Yeah. Zidware, then you lose a point.
Yeah. What's the other one? Vonnie D.
Yeah, Gremlins.
That's another good one. Name a DMD game that has no pop bumpers. Don't all yell it out at once. Did anybody get it right? James?
Yeah,
Junkyard.
No Fear.
No Fear. Champion Pub. Shadow. Those are the ones we could think of.
Sure, there's more.
There's probably more. Yeah. Okay, so Cameron, our lovely assistant. Did you mark like first, second, third, and whatnot?
They're in order.
They're in order of worst to best.
The winner's on top.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Don't shame the bottom of the pile.
Well, and geeks who drink, he's doing it the right way.
Okay.
Anybody opposed to having your scores read out? Huh?
I didn't only private size
scoreboard. Okay. Now, this guy, I think he came in late. James Niemark got one point. That's okay. Good job. With 7 points, they didn't write their name on here. They didn't win anyway.
Yeah.
Tim's Pinball Mods with 8 points. In fourth place, Spoon, I like the name, with 12 points. In third place.
In the money here.
Yeah, third place, which is, let's see, hold on. Jeff left one of the prizes in the car, so.
In the car
we'll
now.
We'll have to track him down, wherever he left it. All right, third place wins with 19 points, Pinball News. Martin. What? Oh, crap, it is first place.
Wait.
Sorry. You won. Well, you're right here. All right, well, spoiler alert.
You won. Here, Martin.
He won first place.
He won first place.
Well, they're back.
Well, let's get a little anticlimactic here. You didn't.
Who's Team DJ?
Right here.
Team DJ looks like 16 points. You guys got third place.
Okay.
So you guys are going to have to share the shirts. Sorry, gosh. All right, don't read them in the wrong order.
Don't do that.
With 18 points. So Martin only won by 1 point. This is Pinbot, John, and Ryan Grant. You guys cleaned up. Good job. So you win. If you want to see the prizes, you got one of those Ryan Claytor Stern Day of the Dead things. Look at the stickers in your pack because there's gift cards in there. You won $20 to Double Danger. Now you got to redeem it this weekend, though. So head by and pick something out. Somebody
for this
yeah,
team.
Yeah, thank you guys for playing.
Who do I owe the shirt to?
You owe the shirt to this James.
Okay. I've got a Pinball Supernova shirt. You guys can fight for it. Size large.
Cool. The ultimate what? The ultimate prize?
He's got the Pinball Compendium book.
You got a Pinball Compendium? Yeah, I guess I just handed it to him.
Yeah.
Pinball Compendium. And you got a voucher for a Rocky Mountain Pinball t-shirt. So, of your choice and size and all that. All right. Let's see. That took 46 minutes.
Yeah. It's like school.
Next year
will
be a tight
20.
Yeah.
Unless anyone has any questions or anything.
It's hard to come up with these questions by yourself.
You vote that we vote?
Vote
an inner
questions?
Circle?
Yeah, which questions do you think would be hard?
We did that, but they didn't do their job well, I guess.
Yeah,
we did workshop the questions with a few guys.
Taylor Reese of This Flippin' Podcast did the quiz. He got 3 right.
Yeah, you guys.
It was
him.
Harder then. I'm dumb to. I made it easier. And Evan Bingham, who's a top 200 player, he took the quiz too.
He took the quiz too.
Did about the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did they say?
Like 3.
Yeah, they were both in the same ballpark. I guess the thing is, I don't know. See, the Maverick questions, I was wondering if people would walk in here that had never heard of the podcast, which is cool. At least they got answers. Like, my mom never listened to it, but she knew Maverick. She's old.
Yeah.
Moms of people who host the Pinball podcast might get one question right.
Maybe.
I didn't want them to all be like, what size is a pinball? 1/16.
That's the pachinko ball.
Yes. That's a BB. I didn't want to go too easy. Like my wife's questions, but I don't know. We thought it'd be fun. We like doing trivia. I don't know if you guys liked it. It's fine if you didn't. But thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Does anybody have questions?
Yeah,
I have
questions.
Oh, here we go.
Who played Bigfoot on the $6 Million Man?
Who played Bigfoot? An actor?
Remember the $6 Million Man?
Yeah, it went off the air before I was born. I've literally never seen it. I know you can, like, look through the back of the action figure's head. Okay. Make up your own trivia questions. Sure. Okay.
That makes sense.
We're all littles. I don't know.
He's a big man.
I think we need to be, like, a drunker when we do this. Not us, but everyone. Like, maybe we do this at 9 o'clock at night.
You come in, we'll have shots next time, so.
Yeah, Dave gets props for trying.
He tried. Pre-game before the next time.
Yeah. We have, if you do want a flyer for South Park or Maverick, by all means, you're welcome to them. We also have pinball podcast decals. They're free if you guys want to grab some. I don't know. If we're still doing this next year, I don't know if we'll still be doing this next year, but if we're still doing the podcast next year.
No way. Well, we say that every year, though. Ideas.
I didn't want to just, like, we don't interview people on the show. We'd rather have a conversation about not them.
A very long,
we just want to talk about us.
Full of tangent conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. Your medical issues, my children. That's what we like talking about. But and to talk about it to a group full of strangers.
It's weird.
Friends, yeah. I could show, like, pictures of my kids, I guess.
Don't do that.
Does Jeff look like you guys thought he would? Mm-mm. This guy? Have you heard the show before? And that guy? And that guy? And that guy? Those four guys
been,
now I don't know.
No, he's been here before. He okay. came last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm bad with faces and names. And
trivia.
Being polite.
So, cool.
All right, cool.
Have fun.
It's 4:50. It's like when the teacher lets you go early without assigning homework. You guys are welcome to leave early.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
Have fun.